podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
NFL season starts tonight. I mean, not the preseason. I mean, the regular season starts tonight. Everybody's scrambling to get all their football pool stuff in, their fantasy football stuff in, their loser pools that they do. I'm in like three pools that are similar to that.
You and I are in the same pool, sir. And I've found out that it should be bylined. Just give Dom $20 since he's won the last 2 years. You neglected to tell me this when I signed
just
up.
Just hand it over.
I know how to bet on football.
He kind of knows what he's doing.
Because I think that way. You know, my brain is a little rational. Like even when I watch a game, I watch my favorite teams play. I'm not the guy who jumps up and down and screams and throws stuff. I'm very rash. Some people don't really enjoy watching sports with me because I don't jump out of my seat and say, oh, my God.
He's on the couch taking notes.
I'm a rational, logical observer. I love to watch. It's funny, too, because one of my favorite, I love the Broncos, and then there's another team I love. I have two teams in the NFL that I'm big fans of. Well, this other team is coming here this year to play at Sports Authority Field. And I have a bunch of friends who are like, oh, I bet you're going to get tickets for that. And I said, you know, the funny thing is that I'm that oddball. I thought I was an oddball, that I would much rather watch a game on TV than at the stadium. And I know that's alien to so many people. They're like, oh, how can you miss out on all the excitement and the fun? I'm like, there's just something about, I don't get to see as much of it when I'm there. So I would rather just sit on my butt on the couch and watch it.
Have your own bathroom.
Better yeah. heating as yeah. well.
Better food. So I see this stat this morning, and it showed that 70% of people have finally spoken up and say they'd rather watch the game at home.
70?
Hells yes.
Yeah, and I thought I used to have to be careful saying that because people thought I was just some sort of traitor or something. I didn't want to go to the game. I'm like, I like going to baseball in person and hockey and basketball. Those are better in person. Football's better on TV, in my opinion.
It's nuts down there, too. I think the last game I went to was probably 4 or 5 years ago, and I think, I don't even remember who I went with, but I looked at him, I was like, never again.
People just go to get S-face.
Yeah, and you got to park a bazillion miles away, and it's like $50 to park.
And I don't want to be a whiner, but I just know that the people around me are going to be obnoxious. You know,
no
matter
you
what.
Hate that.
I'm not into obnoxious
face painters.
Because I've already told you. Yeah, I've told you how I am anyway. So
I know.
When people are obnoxious around me, I'm like, that's why you even go into a bar to watch a game. You know you're going to get some idiots at the bar, too. So
some face painters
You
at the
should
bar.
Just stay home all the time, my friend. Just stay in your basement.
Here's this other stat that came out. They wanted to rank the best and worst cities to be a sports fan. And they put all sorts of stuff in there, like number of championships, how affordable tickets are. They looked at something like 350 cities. So it's not just professional sports. It's like all cities and towns. What town is the best in America to be a sports fan? And the number one on the list, they picked Boston. So all the Tom Brady haters right now are grinding their teeth.
Chowda.
But get this.
We're in there?
Denver was number two.
Hell yeah, it was.
So we are the second best town in America to be a sports fan. But what's funny about that is I think about how ridiculously tacky some sports fans are.
Face painters,
Painters. Yeah. And what's weird is that, I mean, you can know someone and they'll be like me on the outside, the rational, logical, just, you know, kind of quiet and, you know, but then you get them at a sporting event and they lose their mind. They might paint their face.
Head to toe in orange and blue.
Jekyll and Hyde.
There's a guy that I met a few years ago. I was invited to a party at his house with a bunch of people. And we went down to his basement for the party was mostly staged. Guys, everything was Broncos. And I don't mean he had like a Bronco mug here and a painting there.
Yeah.
The carpet was Bronco carpet.
Coasters.
Whoa. The furniture was Bronco furniture. On his pool table, there was a Bronco logo.
He had Raider toilet paper.
All of this stuff. I mean, every single item. And I thought, this is so...
I'm a fan.
It's so tacky.
I'm a fan.
Get it.
But it's the same way. You're allowed to be tacky
you
that
totally
way.
You totally are. I like going to car shows and stuff, too. And you don't know how many car shows I've been to where guys have taken their cars and painted them orange and blue and put the Bronco head on it. And they are so proud of that vehicle. And I'm like, Yuck.
Bronco fans are like the equivalent of mean girls, because if you don't have any friends, if you don't know a soul, all you have to do is buy a Bronco t-shirt, walk into any building, and you know, and they're like, oh, okay, you can sit with us. That's right. That's just how you make friends.
And let me say something too. I don't know if this is right or not. My wife, we've talked about, bleeds the orange and blue. She cries orange tears. She's got orange jello.
She throws a fit during the game.
She's nuts. So here's what she's started to do with our kids. I mean, we've got a 4-year-old and a 20-week-old or whatever, buying all the Broncos gear. I know, 5-month-old.
You have a 5-month-old. Thank you.
I didn't want to do the math there. She's buying all the Bronco gear for the baby and for Reed. And I think that is just, I want to say stupid, because they're not fans. They have no idea what you're, they're little posers is what they are. And she's painting them orange and blue. And I'm like, you can't do that. They're not fans.
She's projecting.
You're pushing your sports values on these poor children who have no idea what they're wearing. Am I on an island here?
No, but you know, it's funny because when kids grow up to, they just follow in the steps of their parents many times. For instance, a lot of times if you're raised, say, for instance, in a Catholic home, you become Catholic, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
And if you're raised in a house that's, you know, like a liberal / Democrat household.
Sure, that's how you're going to go.
Generally, there are exceptions, but generally you'll be that way. But same thing with sports.
Yeah, Broncos are religion out here, so it kind of makes sense.
All right, I see that.
Because my favorite teams are my son's favorite teams. I mean, and there's no rhyme or reason. It's just that he grew up around that. He's been indoctrinated.
Well, she pushes this mess on me too. Every birthday, every holiday, she gives me Broncos gear, and I don't even like football.
You look ridiculous
and
wearing it.
I look like a total poser.
Yeah, you're a tool.
Yeah.
So stop that, Nicole.
Next one under point three, Dom, Emily, and Jeremy. Got a call from Wayne. He goes, do you remember that guy that you had on your show a few years ago with the Bronco Garage? I was like, that's the story that we were going to talk about. We had some couple on the air, I think it was Love Court, and they were fighting over, he wanted to paint his entire, like one of those big giant garage doors.
Yeah.
He wanted to paint it orange and then with a big giant Broncos helmet in the middle of it. And his wife
Good
was like,
Lord.
I know his wife was like, we are not going to do that to our house. And as I recall, he won that argument on Love Court.
I believe he did. And he sent us a picture and everything.
So somebody knows, some neighbors here in the Mile High City know who this guy is.
With a very lax HOA.
No kidding. Yeah.
Or no HOA.
Did your wife reach out to
you? Yes. I always forget. My goofy wife is always listening to me, but she sent me a text because I was complaining about, you know, all the Broncos gear she gets me. And she says, I want all my Broncos stuff back, you a-hole. I'll buy you a dance outfit instead, Nancy.
Little Rockette skirt.
I love her.
What's your problem with the Broncos gear?
My thing with the whole clothing, you know, I do own a Broncos t-shirt because...
Hot. It's hot.
I know. I don't know what the heck I'm doing with it. But my thing is, like, if ladies... Oh, there's so many fans here in town, and we want to look good while supporting our team. We don't want to go into a grocery store and buy one of the t-shirts that anybody can get because it's kind of generic and it's just not form-fitting and flattering to our figure.
Doesn't have the chick cut.
It doesn't, you know, it needs to be just a little tighter, maybe a little V-neck, maybe just a little something-something for the hips, you know, these childbearing hips. And those things, the best place to go is the VS, and they're like $60 freaking. You could get a t-shirt from any old Jack and Jill store on the road for about $15.99 if you wanted to. We got to drop nearly $100 to look decent in a Broncos shirt.
Why is that?
I don't know why. I don't even care, and it just irks me.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because they know they can sell them.
You'll buy them up.
They know a guy would not drop 60. Well, some guys will, but they know the average guy won't. But they know if a woman wants to look good, right, that's priority in your life, you'll drop the $60 to do it. So, hey, it's just the capitalist market.
I purchased Nicole for a birthday maybe 1 or 2 years ago a Manning jersey. But, of course, it was
the female cut
jersey.
How much was that?
Right next to the dude jerseys that were like $40. I paid $100 for her lady cut jersey. $100 for a jersey that says Manning
on the
back.
That she wears one day a week.
No. Well, yeah, one day a week, but she'll wear it she's one of those that'll wear it for the entire season and not wash it.
Yeah, but how does she look in it?
Pretty dang sexy. Mm-hmm. So cute. Especially when she's just wearing that and some little orange underwear.
Because she does that, I'm sure, a lot.
Constantly.
She's got Reed in one arm.
Did I say that out
brand
loud?
New Lila in the other.
Childbearing hips.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.